Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 7 for Friday, August 7th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform are bouncing around, both sides of unchanged on Friday morning, amid very quiet and choppy activity. Position squaring ahead of the weekend was a feature. Canola values were steady to 50 cents lower. The November contract was unchanged at $500.70 per ton. Traders were also wary of pushing values too far one way or the other ahead of the August 12th supply and demand report from the USDA. The market did find some spillover support from the firmer tone in Chicago soybeans. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was also bullish, as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. On the other side, weakness in outside vegetable oil markets, including Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil, weighed on prices. Improving weather for North American growing regions and talk that the long-term technical biases pointed lower for canola were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were firmer, while wheat values were mixed to lower. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 9 to 15 cents higher. November was up 14 and a quarter cents at $9.57 a bushel. Short covering ahead of the weekend and next week's monthly USDA report to help to lift values. Expectations that the USDA will lower acreage estimates for this year's U.S. soybean crop in the August 12th report were also bullish. Though the large global oil seed supply situation and good weather in the U.S. Midwest were bearish. Corn futures were up slightly following the advances in soybeans. Corn values were steady to 2 cents higher. December up 1.5 cents at $3.82 a bushel. Some of the buying was also linked to uncertainty about how large the upcoming U.S. corn crop will be, though improving weather in the U.S. Midwest limited the upside, as did lackluster demand. Chicago wheat prices were mixed to lower as the market was consolidating ahead of the weekend. Values were steady to 2 cents lower, December down 0.75 cents at $5.105 a bushel. Large global supplies and strength in the U.S. dollar index weighed on values, as did profit-taking on recent advances. On the other side, signs of improving export demand for U.S. wheat were supportive, as were reports of rain delaying the U.S. spring wheat harvest. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, August 7th. I'm Taryn Shields.